This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Into the third hour of the program. You, of course, can join us on the radio waves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Everything from the conflict in Venezuela to the conflict in Bitcoin are the things we've been discussing here tonight. But we can talk about anything. Daryl, you wanted to share some kind of an update between what's been going on with the U.S. government and the Russian government. Apparently there were sanctions at some point placed on the Russian government by
within
the U.S.
Within the last couple of days, passed the U.S. House on Wednesday, I believe, vote of 419 to 3.
What over? What was the excuse for we're going to put sanctions on the Russian government?
Russia meddled in the U.S. election, and Donald Trump isn't letting us investigate. So the initial bill began as, and there have been sanctions against Russia for decades, but the bill initially started as something to limit the president's ability to rescind or weaken the sanctions. And then it turned into new sanctions, not just against Russia, but also against North Korea and Iran, because, well, we've got to pander to everybody in Congress to be able to get enough votes.
I see.
And then if we have enough votes, then Trump will sign it, because otherwise he vetoes and it comes back, and then we just have another vote to override the veto.
So what do the sanctions mean? I mean, does it mean that they're going to make sure that no one in America can do business with the Russians, or, like, you can't sell food to them? Or what is it? What does it mean? Do we know?
I believe that's part. I've not read what the sanctions actually are that are being implemented, but the European Union isn't happy about it because it limits some of the EU members from doing business with Russia. So it's a huge
the US
cluster.
Sanctions can limit the EU
to some extent.
Huh.
The United States is going to prohibit American companies from doing business with any company that does business with a Russian company.
Oh, God.
The U.S. government is going to prohibit American companies from doing business with certain sectors in Russia.
I see.
So it's broad enough to where it's going to prohibit some German companies from buying electricity from the Russians. And again, it started out as something to just limit Trump's ability to rescind or work around existing sanctions, wound up, again, including new sanctions against Iran, which Iran is saying violates the P5 plus one nuclear deal from a couple of years ago, and also new sanctions against North Korea. Again, passed the U.S. House 419 to 3. Passed the Senate yesterday with a vote of 98-2.
Wow.
And antiwar.com had an update from earlier today that says after several months of warning that they'd retaliate if the U.S. kept making hostile moves, Russia today did so, seizing a pair of U.S. diplomatic properties and ordering the U.S. embassy in Russia to reduce its staff to 455 by September.
Interesting.
The sites are both in Moscow, a warehouse and a daka along the Moscow River, which embassy staff used to house, or rather to host, barbecues. Russia is giving the U.S. until Tuesday, August 1st, to be out of those two buildings. This is more or less direct retaliation for the move in December, in which the Obama administration seized a pair of vacation houses owned by the Russian embassy in the U.S. Russia at the time said that they were holding off retaliation, hoping the Trump administration would have a change of heart and return the properties.
Apparently not.
They did not. The cap of 455.
Trump is upholding the Obama administration.
Largely because Congress is tying his hands to where he has to.
Oh, okay.
Again, this bill started as, we're not going to let Trump undo any of the sanctions or loosen any of the sanctions.
Wow.
So, yeah, Trump is not handing these back over to Russia because
he can't. I see.
The cap of 455 embassy staff appears to be a significant reduction, according to antiwar.com, though exactly how many that amounts to isn't totally clear. Russia isn't singling out specific people who have to leave, but has complained recently that there are too many U.S. spies in Moscow with embassy credentials. Mm. Some are speculating this could expel in excess of 100 embassy staffers. Retaliation to both the U.S. expulsion of Russian embassy staffers back in December and a growing array of U.S. sanctions against Russia. The U.S.
Boy, how
embassy,
sad when you know, it's Donald Trump who seems like the reasonable person in this. If indeed he had intended to undo the, I mean, maybe he didn't, but if
right,
he had
we don't know if he intended to do anything, but Congress was just saying, we're not going to let you do something that we think you might want to do.
Right. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And you're right. It is very sad that Donald Trump looks like the reasonable person, especially considering other things that he said earlier today, such as praising police brutality, and we can get to that.
Yeah, I definitely want to hear about that when
the
we get a chance.
Article from antiwar.com concludes the U.S. Embassy issued a statement saying they had expressed strong disappointment and protest to the Russian government since Russia's been complaining about the comparable moves from the U.S. side for 7 solid months, it's unlikely Russia's going to be too worried about their disappointment.
Right. This is, you know, escalation of conflict. I mean, thankfully there's no bullets flying, but, you know, these are the diplomatic equivalent of them, where these little games are being played with houses and buildings and bureaucrats. And it's a games, you know, one-upmanship, gamesmanship that's happening here. And, you know, there are lives in the balance. Not that I feel bad about a few bureaucrats losing their jobs or anything like that or being transferred.
It doesn't say they're losing their jobs. They're just leaving Russia.
Gotcha. So, you know, okay, if they would just, you know, sit down and have a conversation, maybe these things could be worked out. But apparently Congress doesn't want that to happen, because Russia bad. Russia bad. Now, Russia is bad in a lot of ways, just in the same way the U.S. government is bad in a lot of ways.
But right. But
this doesn't benefit anyone, what's happening.
This seems to go back basically to the end of World War II, when Russia was the major power of the USSR, the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics.
Mm-hmm.
They were the other world power. It was the U.S. Right. and the USSR, and they're our sworn enemy, and we can't be friendly with our sworn enemy, even though just 6 months ago they were helping us fight the Germans.
Yeah.
But that was a case of our enemy, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, and, well,
right,
now
until the other enemy is crushed.
Not friends anymore, and we're just going to be hostile towards one another. Well, no, you don't always have to be enemies with somebody. There doesn't always have to be an enemy.
But for the government, there does, because it's important for them to have an enemy so they can point to that enemy over there and say, see, Americans, it's all their fault. That's why you have to not be free. That's why you need to have your government ID with real ID. You need to have border walls. There's always some sort of thing, whether it's immigrants, Russians, drug dealers, there's got to be some kind of boogeyman out there right. that they create in order or make look worse than actually is or more dangerous than actually is.
Right.
So therefore, you will be afraid and turn over any control to them.
Oceania's always been at war with East Asia.
Let's go to Eric. He's on the line in Miami, and then we'll get the comments on Trump about the brutality of the police. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live. Eric, in Miami. Going well.
Oh, hi, how you doing? Sorry.
You're on the radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, oh, cool. I actually want to talk about Donald Trump's ban on the transgenders in the military.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it may be an unpopular opinion, but I mean, why stop with the trend?
Radios.
Or how about we just ban the military and then nobody winds up getting to join the military?
That sounds like a plan. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. I'm personally banning the military from the this property here. I think you might agree with me on that one.
Yes,
Cyril. All right, so more coming up here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves. What's Trump got to say about police brutality? Daryl will share that coming up.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733 with you in studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
You don't need money to do business on Simbi.com. It's a slick and easy-to-use marketplace where you can trade your talents for other people's services and abilities. You can forget the old economy. This is your economy. Simbi.com. You won't believe the diversity of services available on Simbi. It's S-I-M-B-I, Simbi.com. Hundreds of thousands of people are acting within the symbiotic economy. You can get yourself an account over at Simbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Simbi, S-I-M-B-I.com. As we continue here a little bit more on Trump, in this case, moving from the issue with Russia and ongoing sanctions to what Trump had to say recently to the police about the police, specifically police brutality. Is that right?
Yes, specifically about police brutality. And he received a standing ovation when he endorsed police brutality while giving a speech to law enforcement in Long Island. The president suggested that officers should hit suspects' heads on the doors of their police cars. Quote, when you see these towns and when you see these thugs being thrown into the back of a paddy wagon, you just see them thrown in rough. And I said, please, don't be too nice. Like, when you guys put somebody in the car and you're protecting their head, you know, the way you put their hand over, like, don't hit their head, and they've just killed somebody, don't hit their head. I said, you can take your hand away, okay? His remarks received significant applause. Trump made the dubious claim that laws are horrendously stacked against police and said he wants to change them.
Oh.
He said, for years and years, the
laws... Against the police. Before you go on with this this quote, maybe he hasn't been paying attention to all these Supreme Court decisions in the recent times that have determined that not only do you have to, clue the police in that you intend to stay silent, so you have to break your silence in order to intend to stay silent and inform them of that.
In theory, you could handwrite a note.
Presuming the cop can read. But yes.
I hope that literacy is one of the requirements of being a police officer.
Maybe they'll remove that one next so they can recruit more more officers, because I've heard the police are having a tough time finding new recruits. But not only do you have to inform them that you intend to stay silent, but the police have broad authority to conduct searches, you know, that they haven't had necessarily in
the
past.
There was the Supreme Court ruling about a year and a half ago, I think it was, that basically said that ignorance of the law is an excuse if you're a police officer.
Right. So, you can violate the law.
You didn't intend to violate the law. You didn't intend to violate their civil rights. You didn't know any better.
So long
but
as
yet,
you, yeah.
I am somehow magically required to know that I must inform them of my right to remain silent in order to be silent.
Right, because everybody pays attention to Supreme Court cases, right? All the average people on the streets who are, you know, getting involved with the police.
I do pay attention to Supreme Court cases, and there are ones that slip by me.
Right. Police are frequently having their power enhanced.
Yes.
And a lot of the time, it's just simply by the court decisions that empower the police, more often than not, I would say. Moving on with his ridiculous quote.
The quote, for years and years, laws have been made to protect the criminal. Totally protect the criminal, not the officer. You do something wrong. And again, he's speaking to a group of police officers.
Right.
You do something wrong, you're in more jeopardy than they are. The laws are stacked against you.
Okay.
We're changing those laws.
So let me just say this about that, because he's talking to law enforcement, but this is definitely his viewpoint.
Right.
That the criminal, no, the laws are intended, the way the U.S. justice system is supposed to work is that it's the accused who have protections.
Correct.
It is the accused, the person who's been accused of doing a criminal act.
And they wouldn't arrest an innocent person. 97% of people wind up being convicted. So statistically, they are not arresting innocent people.
Well, statistically, what they're doing is they're offering plea deals and scaring the crap out of people into taking the plea deals rather than actually, you know.
Right, so they're admitting to being criminals.
That's true, they are.
They're admitting it. So We just need to get that conviction rate up to 100%, and then we know.
There is no more accused. Everyone's a criminal.
That everybody's a criminal because everybody is being convicted.
Yeah, well, that's the insanity. I mean, what you're saying is the position, essentially, that the state and the, you know, the police are taking. And
it's like 1984, Brave New World, and the trial all merged into one and became the United States government.
It's sick, but you know, for those that may be unfamiliar, the idea is you protect the rights of the accused. And of course, you know, if you're accused of something in this country, you might as well be guilty, because a lot of people will just believe that you're guilty simply by the fact that you have been accused of something. They lock you in a jail cell a lot of the time prior to the trial, unless you can afford to pay a big bail to get out.
You're walking into court wearing that orange jumpsuit.
You
they
must
don't
be
just
guilty.
Put anybody in those orange jumpsuits, Ian.
That's right. They don't just put anybody in the orange jumpsuit. Only the accused in some jails are in orange.
No, only criminals.
And in the convicts are in a different color, at least in the jail I was in. If you were in orange, you had not yet gone to trial. But if you were in blue, then you have been sentenced at that point. So that
was
one of the differences.
I was in jail here in Cheshire County for 72 hours, I was in orange.
Oh, and you were convicted.
Yeah.
That's because you were in the temporary holding area, right?
I stayed in, I forget what they call it, but it's before
processing.
I was in processing booking. The entire time.
Well, they've got like three cells where you're pretty much empty. Just you.
No, I wasn't in booking. I was not kept in booking. I was actually in a cell in one of the units.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, which unit did they take you back to?
I don't remember.
So they segregated you in a unit?
Yes.
I see.
I was kept in the little cell. I was in there for 22 and a half hours, which was basically solitary confinement, but on paper it was not solitary confinement.
Because you can watch through the window and see other people.
Right.
But they can't talk to you. I got yelled at once in S block where I was being held. No, not S block, R block, where I was being held, because they had some guy in the seg cell that was in there. They had like a crazy cell and a segregation cell. And I was doing laps around, you know, the day room, because that's kind of a thing that you do, because it's really one of the only ways you can get any kind of exercise in there. And as I was walking by, the dude was like, "Hey, aren't you in from Freekeen?" And I stopped to talk to him for a moment. I'm like, "Yeah, that's me." And he'd seen some of the YouTube videos and he liked it. And it wasn't long after that one of the guards bellowed at me. Yep, you know, "Get away from that door. You can't talk to him. He's not technically here," basically, was the idea.
Yeah. There's more from Trump. He also said that police officers in many parts of the country could not do their jobs because they had a pathetic mayor or a mayor who doesn't know what's going on. Those comments also received a lengthy applause. And there's more.
All right, we got that coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. You can join us here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I'm surprised he didn't tell the police to just go and grab the mayor by their, you know what. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia what?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. We got a website. You can go there and enjoy all the features, including archives that you can download going back for more than a decade now over at freetalklive.com. And you can sign up for our email list, where you'll get once a week an email update here from Free Talk Live to keep you in the loop with what's going on with the show. So go and get signed up for that email list. It's right there on the front page of the site. You'll see the email sign-up box kind of in the middle towards the top. Over at freetalklive.com, Ian and Daryl in the studio here tonight. Let's go to the phones and to your calls and thoughts. More from Trump in moments.
Yes,
on his,
definitely more from Trump.
His speech, his outrageous speech to many police. What organization of cops was it? Do you happen to recall that he was speaking to?
It doesn't specify. It okay. Just says to law enforcement in Long Island.
Yeah, it would be interesting to also New York cops, probably some of the worst of the worst, but we'll get back into that coming up here in moments. Let's go first to Patch. He's in Illinois, listening online at freetalklive.com. Hello, Patch.
How you doing?
Hey.
One of my relatives was a longtime police officer, and I had very much experience with him. And he would always say right off the bat, everybody is born guilty, and they treat them as guilty. And they'll never... They don't listen to the judges. They don't listen to the laws. They listen to their commanding officer. They do exactly what they're told to do by that person. And just like when they seize all the assets from people, they don't, either way, he would say it's a win-win, because if they decide to try to get their property back, and if if the police lose the case, the taxpayers pay for it. If they don't win the case or try to get their property back, they get to reap the benefits of selling that property.
That's correct. Yeah, the cops, individual cops, very rarely personally lose for any mistakes they make or any crimes that they commit.
They don't care. I was forced to ride in a squad car with this person since I was 7. I even got to sit in on their classes. And when I finally moved out, he would call me and tell me all about the things they did. I've seen them do so much stuff. They get away with so much. You just don't weep because of that badge.
I totally believe it.
They have a different society than we do. And they look
down
at
the public.
That's
right. Us versus them. It's the thin blue line, the brotherhood.
Yes, they look at us as a second-class citizen. I mean, I would be in the squad car with him for months at a time. And the things I was forced to see that they got away with. And if they couldn't auction the stuff off that was going to be destroyed, they would take it home and sell it at pawn shop. So,
wow.
You know,
that doesn't surprise me.
I directly seen this stuff with my own eyes because I was in the car with them when I should have been in school.
Well, it turns out you got a better education because you were in the car with those cops. You got to see what so many people can only speculate about or hear stories about. And
there are probably a lot of people that would not believe anything that you say because they're like, our cops would never do anything like
there
that.
There were some good cops. There were some good cops, but they often would sit there and they would see me and they would say, I don't want to get involved. Why is he here? And when people say they wouldn't believe me, and that's fine, they can say that, but I can actually identify crime scenes that were not even reported because I was there. So I would have internal knowledge of these things. So,
Patch, I appreciate your call here tonight. If you ever have another story you want to tell, you're welcome to anytime. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Sounds like he saw a lot. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Patrick, who is a cop in or near Bullhead City, Arizona.
Yeah,
listening
number
to K-Talks.
Nine.
Hi, Patrick. Go ahead.
He caught me at the drive-thru, but, I just went through.
What are you having? Can you tell us, or will that give away who you are?
A number 9 and a bean and cheese burrito with extra cheese.
Taco Bell. Is it Taco Bell? Jack in the Box.
This is a police favorite place. We go
Dunkin'
to
Donuts?
A specialty place. Oh yeah, Mexican place. Man, it's Friday. We get our Mexican food on Fridays.
Now, I know you were calling about some other reason, but now you got me curious. Do the cops in your area get, like, privileges at fast food joints? Because, like, you know, some places will try to give free food to cops. Does that happen to you?
Yeah. Oh, he's getting his, he's getting actually his order. Not. You know, you guys are, you know, nah. Here you go.
So you're paying? You're paying. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm sorry, hold on. Yeah, I'm sorry. No, you want me to put him on?
No, I'm just going
to... Anyway, no, we don't, really. Because,
okay.
You know, it's sort of one of those situations to where, you know, you don't want to get stuck in a quid pro quo situation.
I'm glad to hear that, Patrick, because I know that in some departments they do take the freebies. I know where I'm from in Florida. I had understood that they, you know, if they went to Taco Bell, Taco Bell would serve them for free. Here in Keene, I was also pleased to find Keene, New Hampshire, is where we do this show from. I was pleased to learn years ago that Keene Police have a policy of always refusing freebies. If you are on Keene Police and you are you're caught accepting some sort of freebie, you would get in some kind of hot water for that because of what you're talking about. Patrick, they don't want to be seen
allowed,
as...
There's only 2 days out of the year that we're allowed to go because of veteran status is to go to, say, IHOP or something and get our free pancakes. And then
but that's because you're a veteran.
Birthdays.
That's because you're a veteran.
That's the only way we'll do it. But, yeah, it's pretty, you know, the thing is I'm old school. I'm straight and narrow. Now I would say, you know, I'm a human being. I make mistakes. But what I was going to tell you earlier is that this went through a training course. I thought I'd get in trouble, but, man, you touched on a biggie. Half of this course, I mean, this was even the course we supposedly signed up for, but it was all about court. And about how you present yourself and what you say and everything. And the funny thing is it seemed like common sense is being thrown out. They're so worried about reputation and how you go about approaching yourself when you're dealing with, say, a simple you know, either the guy did it or he didn't, you know. I mean, all you're going to do is go up there and say, I wrote the ticket and, you know, this is what happened, you know, and let it go. Because you learn after years and years that some people are just Teflon. You don't, and the thing is, you don't hold a grudge. You're just there to keep things safe. But it was hilarious, this class. I mean, and on what you guys are talking about and forcing up and stuff, I'm looking at these officers and I'm going, really? So you're going to go out there and incite it? I actually almost got thrown out of the class because I called the lieutenant on it. And
calling him on exactly?
Well, he was being a little too more aggressive. And the thing is, you know, as a law enforcement, you're a peace officer first. So we got into a big debate in class. So half the class are rookies, and then you have the senior class, which basically are your veteran officers, you know. And they're, like, siding with me. And this was a new lieutenant, and I thought for sure I'd be seeing the captain or thrown out of the class for the things that I was bringing up, you know, because basically you're supposed to just calm the situation down. You're not supposed to incite it.
Good for you, man. I got to say thank you for that, Patrick. It seems like a reasonable thing to say there, that you should be a peace officer first and then, you know, anything else second to that. I wish more officers had that that philosophy. I wish we had officers out there identifying as peace officers rather than law enforcement officers, because I feel there's a difference. I feel that the law enforcement officer mentality is one of you do what you're told, you enforce these laws no matter what you think of them, whereas a peace officer is somebody who's just trying to stop fights, you know, calm things down, de-escalate situations, separate people who need to be separated, and try not to, you know, ruin somebody's night or life.
Well, yeah, and it's hilarious that, you know, it's funny. It's like the officers that have been doing it a long time have a whole different perspective than the people that they're bringing in and rushing through these academies. Now,
yeah.
Part of the reason why people aren't signing up as police officers is basically you have to have a high school diploma in most states. And you'd be surprised at how many of them are trying to get in with a GED.
Interesting.
And some of them can't.
Patrick, I want to say thank you, man. Enjoy those tacos. We'll talk to you again. More coming up. Free Talk
Live. Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, or you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, you can dial toll-free to join us on the radio waves. Take control of those airwaves at 855-453. More from Donald Trump coming up. If we get the chance, we'll finish up some of the quotes, the outrageous quotes that Daryl's been sharing with us from a recent some kind of police gathering that he was speaking at. We'll tell you more about that and your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's go to the phones and to Sarah in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I just heard today that the FDA is going to start cutting back on the nicotine content in the cigarettes. They're
going to
lower it.
Really?
But,
so now people have to smoke more cigarettes in order to get the buzz that they're looking for. That doesn't sound like a very good idea.
Well, the whole idea is to have people quit. Like,
No. That's not how it works.
No, that might be the idea, but that's not going to be the practical implication.
Well, the thing is, but the e-cigarettes, the vapor cigarettes, are going to be left alone for now, so that people will be pushed into smoking the vapor cigarettes.
So now the FDA likes the vaporizers? Because before they were cracking down on the vaporizers.
Well, they're going to get around to them, but when people are lacking that same nicotine, when they hit one cigarette, maybe they only get half of it. They're going to be smoking.
So now they're going to smoke a second cigarette. See, every smoker I know, they don't have a problem pulling down two cigarettes. I mean, they, frequently.
My stepmom used to chain smoke, and she would oftentimes light one cigarette with the other just before getting that last drag.
Right. I mean, look, the nicotine's addictive. There's no doubt about that. But the smoke is probably the worst part about it, which is why they're saying they want to drive people apparently towards the vaporizers, because that doesn't use smoke. It uses a form of, vapor. It's not water vapor, but it is the vapor of the chemicals in the vaporizer. And it's ostensibly a safer way to do it because you don't have combusted plant material that's, going into your lungs in that particular case. So in order to deliver the nicotine hit that people are looking for, they'll just smoke more, Sarah. Some of them might switch, but a lot of them are just going to double up and smoke more.
Yeah, but it's going to cost them twice as much money. If you got the same high as you bought one pack of cigarettes, now you have to buy two packs, which is $7. I don't know how much it is.
Your logic makes sense. I mean, I agree with what you're saying in theory, and you may be right. There may be some amount of smokers who decide, all right, well, this is what it's going to take. It's pushing me over the edge. I'm finally going to get a vaporizer. But on the other hand, I don't know what percentage that will be, and I see that.
Right, because you've also got to think a lot of people that smoke will have money for a pack of cigarettes. They're not buying an entire carton, and now I've got cigarettes for the next 2 weeks. They're scrounging up money to go buy a pack of cigarettes. The e-cigs, those things run, what, $40, $50, $60?
For the unit, but then you've got to get the juice.
And then you've got to buy the juice.
Right.
And if you're scrounging up $5 to go buy a cheap pack of cigarettes, you're not going to have that $50, $60, $70 laying around to buy the e-cig.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. Although there are the ones that are disposable. I don't know what those go for, but the companies like the big cigarette companies are making disposable e-cigarettes. So then presumably those are cheaper.
Those organizations are the ones that are trying to get all kinds of regulations implemented at the state level because they know we're big enough to where we can wind up, working our way around these regulations, whereas the small companies, they're going to go out of business.
And maybe that's why they're pushing it, because they know on one end, like you're saying, Daryl, a lot of these people are scraping by, they're just barely buying the packs of cigarettes, so they figure, well, maybe some of them will switch to the e-cigarettes, but they'll buy our disposable e-cigarettes, so they'll keep that business.
Right.
And then the rest of them that aren't willing to switch, they'll just have to start buying two packs of cigarettes, and so they'll get even more cigarette sales as a result of that. So they'll win on both ends of this, and more people will die, but what do they care?
But here's the thing. As a non-smoker, I'd rather be smelling a vapor at a bus stop than three smoker blocking real smoke. I would have three smokers that are vaporizing. I could tolerate it. So I really like this program. It is. I don't like it. But
Sarah,
it's
I want to say thank you for bringing this up, because I hadn't seen the news. I appreciate you bringing that to our attention, and thank you for the call tonight. I mean, I can't disagree with the logic, at least. Normally, there's not much logic.
Her logic here is on point.
Yeah, normally, Sarah, and we don't really agree with her on a whole lot. But
Sarah and logic generally are not used in a sentence together.
But she's done good tonight with this particular issue. But what the reality is will not necessarily conform to that logic, because the reality of an addiction is much more profound to that person.
Correct.
Than, I mean, for instance, my ex-girlfriend is still a smoker, and I actually tried to buy her a electronic cigarette at more than one time during our relationship. And there was a time where she was doing it for a while, but then again fell off and went back to smoking cigarettes. And it didn't matter, how much I cared about her and wanted her to stop.
Right.
She really loves to smoke.
To, so, you're not ever going to convince somebody else to change. They're going to have to realize themselves that something needs to change.
Yeah, and what portion of smokers are going to be encouraged to move to vaporization because of this? I don't know. Let's go to
Joseph. Percent.
Yeah, let's go to Joseph in Hawaii, and then how many of the rest of them are going to double up and kill themselves twice as fast? Joseph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air, calling from Hawaii.
Yeah, I'm the reincarnation of Joseph Stalin.
Wow, and you're living in Hawaii. That's pretty special.
Yeah, I got to live somewhere to start a communist revolution.
Now, what is your plan? How old are you, Mr. Reincarnation, and what is, how are you going to foment this?
Oh, I'm 9 years old, and I'm a Nigerian child.
You're a Nigerian what? Your phone's kind of...
Nigerian child. 9-year-old Nigerian child living in Hawaii that's the reincarnation of Joseph Stalin.
That's pretty interesting. You don't sound like you're from Nigeria.
Oh, well, I'm Nigerian ethnicity. I was born in Hawaii.
Okay. So what's your plan? I mean, 9 years old, it's going to be kind of hard to convince the communists down there that they should follow your lead, don't you think? I mean, you're going to have to be pretty charismatic.
Well, I've already revolutionized my fourth grade classroom, and we started to nationalize all the cafeteria food.
Now, how did you nationalize the cafeteria food? Did your classroom go in there and just start seizing the means of production?
Yeah, exactly. We went in there and took the food by force, and now it's publicly owned by the people.
Right, but you can take the food that's there. Did that just happen today? Because, like, the next day, they may not want you to take the food the next day. They might try to, like, put up some kind of defenses or whatever. Just because you took the food the first time doesn't but mean...
My guess is this was a public school, which means that, you know, the cafeteria was already publicly owned.
Well, it was publicly owned by the owners of the cafeteria, not by the proletariat of the school, which is...
Sometimes, Daryl, the cafeterias will be run by private groups. So even though they're in a government school, for instance, they might actually be a private kitchen that's doing it. So does that mean that the first grade class that you fourth grade, does that mean that your class is actually running the cafeteria?
No, it just means we took the resources from the cafeteria.
Yeah, then you didn't nationalize anything.
That's cute.
Well, yeah. But we also nationalized the classroom and the teaching, and now it's completely equal. Yeah, there you go.
One of the everybody gets C's.
One of the
because grade redistribution.
one of the more creative crank calls, but the phone left something to be desired. Thanks, Joseph, for the call tonight. The quality of the actual connection in that case was a little janky. It actually almost sounded like he was from Hawaii just because it sounded so bad, but the delay wasn't long enough for it to be believable.
And the next part of the quote here from Donald Trump only fits with the police, but also this call. It's sad.
All right.
It's sad. Look what's happening. It's sad. This is the quote,
by the
way.
Right. You're not repeating yourself.
We're going to support you like you've never been supported before.
Whoa.
Trump also spoke about violence in Chicago, which was a consistent theme of his speech throughout the campaign and is a topic he has continued to reference during his presidency. Trump recalled speaking to an impressive rough cookie cop from Chicago and said the officer told him he could straighten out the city's problems within a couple of days if he was given the authority.
Just give me a machine gun. All right, we're out
of time. Amnesty International said that Trump's inflammatory hate speech will escalate tensions between police and communities.
Yeah, well, the police don't really need much help to do that. They've done a fine job of escalating tensions on their own. But we'll see you tomorrow, freetalklive.com.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Did the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com. What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.